Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to the 82nd episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about Charlie Puth featuring Jungkook, J-Hope's Jack in the Box, and more. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose. So, Roseanne, how are you this week?
I'm doing good. I got my calendar ready in front of me so I can go over my schedule. I'm just kidding.
Okay, wait, because now we got to check, do you have the right year, the right month?
Not you clowning on yourself, Jose, because just a second ago, I'm just kidding. We chit-chat before we start recording, you guys.
Yeah.
I just messing the days up. But it was Gian's birthday. As of when we're recording right now, it was my boyfriend's birthday yesterday. So we kind of celebrated it over the weekend. Just this week, Jose, we got the BTS In The Seom game, which I'm about to play after this. I don't know if you had the chance to check it out, Jose.
Well, I downloaded it and, I still haven't, played it, but I've seen I've seen videos online, clips and stuff or pictures, and it looks super super cute.
It is Jean was playing it last night, but I was trying not to spoil myself, but we should get on after this podcast. But there's just a lot going on this week. J-Hope's single is dropping, and why the way that I'm talking about BTS related stuff when it's supposed to be about me, you guys, that's just how it is. Anyways, I'm doing good. How about you, Jose?
You're in conclusion, I'm okay. I'm doing good.
Yes, I'm doing good.
Well, just a quick update, guys, because in the last podcast, I stated that my boyfriend has COVID, and I say has because he still does. He recently took another test and he's still positive. He's doing way, 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 way better. The last thing that he has right now, I feel like, we both feel like he's in the last stages of it. It's just a sore throat and then some mucus, but he's good. He's working, he works from home, so he's back on his job and everything, so that's good. But unfortunately he's still testing positive, so we are not just gonna go out in the world again or anything. Of course we're gonna stay safe, and we'll see. Hopefully, I think once I was telling Roseanne, once he's I'm back, I'm 100%, that's when we'll take the test, and I'll do it myself too, because I can also just be asymptomatic and not be feeling anything. Because the whole time that he's had it, I have not felt sick at all, so which is a good thing. But I could also just have it and not know it. So we're gonna be extra safe, and then like I said, once he feels 100%, that's when we'll take it, hopefully be negative, and then we can actually do stuff, because we've just been inside the whole time, which I mean, it's fine, we're not gonna go spread it or anything, but it's just after a while you're wait, I need to touch grass, how Stan Twitter be go touch the grass. I'm I wish I could. I'm stuck inside.
Oh no, I mean, like, now is a good time to be stuck inside the house though, because literally Jose was showing me a video of like y'all had a thunderstorm, yes, a rainstorm not too long ago,
and then it started raining today too, so it's kind of like damn. But I mean, we needed the rain over here. I don't know about you over there in Vegas, Rosanne, but over here in Texas it was dry. We needed water.
You needed water. There was a drop. Yeah. So, well, I'm glad that you're doing good. And we just have to do our best to stay healthy, because there's a lot that's around the corner. Yes. Literally. Speaking about around the corner, I mean, we already passed this corner. Charlie Puth featuring Jungkook, Left and Right, was released.
You know how you... You said we passed the corner, like, is like Siri got us effed up. Like, she told us take an exit like way too late. We already passed.
We passed. Actually, we're going through multiple corners. Okay, there's a lot. We're going around in zigzag circles. I don't know. There's so much. It's just funny because we're like, oh, BTS is taking a little break and stuff like that, and then we're just being bombarded with all these things. Yeah. Like, I love it. Like, I love it, but it's just like my calendar is full. But yeah, I wanted to ask about your thoughts on Charlie Puth featuring Jungkook. The music video was dropped, which, you know what? Hold on, I got PTSD. Flashback.
What happened?
How? Because, remember, we thought the music video was going to drop literally the same time as the song.
Yeah.
Which is Midnight EST. And so it's hilarious because I was there sitting looking for this music video. And everyone on my timeline was going crazy. Like, where's the video? Where's the video? And I don't know, like... What were your thoughts on that? Do you think it was, like, planned, or if it was an error, or, like, is this just, you know,
yeah,
a method?
I think because in the video teaser, that was the date given, so obviously it was supposed to come out right at the same time as the song. So they knew that the audience was going to be waiting for it. Not only the song, but I mean the music video. Everybody wants, you know, to see the visual of it. We want to see our boy Jungkook. I mean, no hate to Charlie Puth, but ARMYs are going to want to see Jungkook, you know. It's something that we were eagerly waiting for, especially because the teaser gave us a lot of beautiful visuals and funny visuals too. So they knew that everybody was going to be waiting for the music video. Like, if they are going to say that they didn't, it's a lie. They knew that. So, obviously, it was premiered, or not premiered. It was posted an hour after the song had already been released. I have a suspicion, yes. And, I mean, if they were intentional about it, it worked. Because people were really, really waiting for it. Supposedly, like, there was something going wrong, and, like, Charlie Puth was posting on Twitter and Instagram, like, where he was texting somebody, I don't know who it was, maybe the director or somebody who was in charge of his YouTube or whatever, like, where's the music video, where is it, just like, it should be on there, and all this, like, pretty much going back and forth and showing us, hey, we're trying to fix it, guys, like, it should be working, and then at one point it was like, it's there, just keep checking, and we were like, no, it's not, so it kind of, like... had people were like, well, at least we'll stream the song. And I feel like a lot of people were streaming the song in that 1 hour, and they knew people were waiting for the music video, so it worked for having the attention, you know what I mean? Not people just going for the music video and then dipping out, you know what I mean? I feel like they were like, we're gonna have this hour of nonstop streams, and then once the music video drops, like, okay, here it is. It worked, yeah, I guess, yeah. But that's my theory. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. But I strongly believe that there was no error. I think they had it all planned out to be like this.
Yeah.
And they just happened to, like, quote-unquote, have YouTube troubles, you know?
That was the funny thing. Remember, he posted a screenshot of YouTube link being broken, but it wasn't the YouTube link that was broken. It was the link to, like, where it leads you to all of the platforms to purchase or stream the song. It wasn't, it was never the YouTube link. So that was another thing that kind of gave it away to where I was like, okay, maybe this is planned. But regardless, oh my God, you hear that, Jose? Is there a thunderstorm?
Girl!
Not you bringing the thunderstorm here, Jose.
I sent it.
How dare you? I'm just, okay. That really got me by surprise. Sorry, guys. I got distracted.
call
but
me.
But yes, I mean
Elsa, because I control. Wait, no, Elsa controls ice.
Honey, you know that's what? Like that's Storm from X-Men. But okay, we know what you mean. Jose.
Okay.
Not okay. Anyways, what did you think about the music video? You know what? What did you think about the music video?
Oh, I mean, the music video is super, super cool. I love the editing like they did where it was like, not just, it was, because in the teaser, it was very much like shots pushing other shots out or like dropping in, you know what I mean? So it was very much like that for the music video too. Like it wasn't just the teaser. So I really, really liked that because it was like, it added like a fun element to the song, which is so catchy. And, I love the song too, even though I do believe that it needed a little bit more Jungkook, but I get it. It's a feature. It's Charlie's song. I mean, I'm just being honest, you know, I'm not going to lie to the people and be like, yay. But, of course I loved it. I loved it. Oh my God. Like Jungkook on the car, I was laughing and I was like, he was having the time of his life. Like he was just having so much fun. You could see it on screen. And then also they have a good chemistry too. Like, when they have their shots together, it doesn't feel, at least for me, it didn't feel like forced. It didn't come off that way, like I'm comfortable or something like that. That could also be like Jungkook's perfect acting, you know, where's his Oscar?
Actor of the year, yes.
Yes. But also, I have to admit, I think I'm Charlie Puth, Roseanne. Like, I think I am him. Because basically, the concept of the music video is that he's in therapy because he can't take Jungkook out of his mind. That's literally me. So I am Charlie Puth.
Wait, it's like it's official, you guys. He is not only the eighth member of BTS; he is Charlie Puth. Okay, we learned a lot today. Thank you for sharing your story, Jose.
What about you, Jose?
Oh my gosh. Okay, yes. Personally, I enjoyed the song as well. The music video matches the song. You know what I mean? Yes. And he's going through therapy and just he can't get Jungkook out of his mind. Like, it was really fun. You could see how much fun Jungkook was having. Although I do agree with Jose. Like, I do wish he could have done a little bit more, especially like after Jungkook's verse, like Charlie goes into a very false, like a high falsetto, like twice.
Yeah.
I think Jungkook could have done one of the falsettos and then he could have followed up with the other. But this is featuring Jungkook. I get it. It's not collaboration with Jungkook. It's featuring. So, and usually features, you know, the people only have like one verse or, you know, so understandable. But of course, Jungkook slayed his part. It was very cute. I don't know how else to say it. Like, although it could have showcased more, it doesn't showcase his full capacity as a vocalist, but it did showcase his, like, his cute vibrato and all that stuff. So
yeah,
I'm all for it. But yeah, I personally enjoy it. It's on my playlist and it's just hyping me up for Jungkook's like album to come. And speaking of a solo album,
we got
Hobi's album as of right now. We have only gotten two teasers, like concept photo teasers for 2 days, and we got the name of the album, we got the how it's actually, you know what, we don't really know how the album is going to actually look like, although we know it's not it's not a CD, Jose.
Yeah, exactly. So like Roseanne said, we have the name, which is Jack in the Box. And the single that is going to be released this... So by the time you guys are listening to this, the single will be out. It's going to be titled More. It is a very different side to J-Hope. Like, I was going to say Hobi, but this ain't Hobi, y'all.
This ain't Hobi.
I don't even think this is J-Hope. This is Jack. Okay, because the way these concept photos, they are like he's in his dark era, like this is his. It also gave me like darker rocker vibes. Basically you know how the actual Jack in the Box, like the toy, is like a clown inside. His look is giving more like a jester kind of clown.
Yes.
So it's a little bit more, how do you say, like, menacing in a way, I feel. Like, even the photos and his stare, like, his glare in the photos as well. He is not playing around. Like, this is going to be something else, y'all. Like, this ain't no Hope World. At least that's not what I'm getting
the
from
colorful
this,
you know? Hope World.
Yeah, the colorful Hope World. This is literally, like, the opposite of it, which is so exciting because it's like we're rediscovering J-Hope because it's like another side. And he said it in his Weverse interview. Like, he wants to show a darker, more raw side of him. Yeah. And, like, this is totally that. Like, this is showing it. But I do want to say, Roseanne, because these are the photos for More, for the single. The actual, like, images that we got for the announcement of Jack in the Box, they are somewhat colorful. So I did thought that there was some contrast there. What did you think about that?
Now that you pointed it out, yes, because we first got the image of him in a blue bright box, you know, these images were for specifically for More, and that's a more, you know, sinister type of vibe, which I'm liking. And we don't know how many songs are going to be in Jack in the Box, so it could take that route, even though he specifically said in the Weverse interview that it's going to be extremely dark and raw. Like, the fact that he said extremely, so we don't know how the whole album is going to play about, but they did tease us during the Festa dinner that it feels more whole, like it follows through as if there is a storyline and there's like a cohesive theme. So I mean, right now with More, it's looking pretty dark and I'm loving it. And like, that it could be stickers. I don't think Hobie pierced his nose, but he has those two little dots between his nose by his eyes, like, and his makeup and his bleached eyebrows. It is Hobie is no longer in this. It's Jack. It's Jack.
Like, for real. Like, because it sounds funny, but it's like, no, we're not playing around. Like, this is a different side. Like, you just, I cannot, I guess the only other photo that I can, like, compare it to would be, like, the Mott 7, like, the Black Swan version. But that's just because it was, like, a darker vibe to it. But it wasn't really giving me, like, evil, you know what I mean? Like,
sinister,
exactly. Yeah. And this is giving me that, especially knowing what Jack in the Box really means. Like, back in the day, Jack in the Box was like the toy was in order to symbolize like alluring to people, like, come see me, like, come open this box, but inside it's like contains like demon, devil, like evil stuff. So it's kind of like, girl,
it's out to scare you. That's the intention of it. You know what I mean? It plays this cute music, and all of a sudden, like, it just pops out of nowhere and frightens you. It's just, but oh my god, that reminds me, Jose. He has been teasing this for a long time, like the whole clown concept in his Blue Side. You know how he released the full version of Blue Side in the art picture? It shows a Jack in the Box and it shows a clown. And he has shown, like, the symbolism of a clown mask in their Mama 2018 VCR. Yes. So it's kind of like, it's been there. It's been there. And so, like, I'm super, super excited. We know they've been working on their albums. Especially Hobie has been working on his for such a long time as well. Mm-hmm. So I cannot wait. Pre-order is available on Weverse, but it's only on global.
Yeah.
It will not count towards the Billboard charts. And as of right now, I know, Jose, you've already pre-ordered it. I haven't pre-ordered it yet because, guys, warning, the shipping is ridiculous. Oof. It's not even a $10 album because there is no CD.
Yeah.
But, like, it comes out to, what was it, like $30-some dollars after...
Yeah, for me, I live in Texas, guys, and for me, for my shipping was the total $36. Ooh. So it is really bad, I understand, but you know, I was just like, I just want to have something physical, so that's why I got it. But I completely understand. I even tweeted it, I was like, you guys, if you can't, or you're like, I just don't want to spend that much, like, I completely understand, because this shipping... It's always been a problem with shipping with Weverse. Like, I don't understand why it's so high. Because even the U.S. store, it's pretty high as well. It's not, like, as high as global, but it's still pretty expensive. But like Roseanne said, there's no physical actual like CD that you can like insert the disc, but you do come with like a photo cards and then like the box that is going to come in. July 15th the album comes out on streaming sites, and then July 29th is when we actually get that one from Weavers.
Yes. And I mean, I'm still waiting for the US. Here's the thing, like, I don't know how they're gonna, this is the first BTS solo album, like the members solo. And we know that the BTS's albums were always distributed through like Target, Walmart and stuff like that. But I don't know how that works with solos. Do you know what I mean? Right. So hopefully they can work something out. But yeah, if worst comes to worst, I'm just gonna pre-order it on Weavers. But yeah, it's a hefty amount for like just shipping only. But you know, we love supporting the boys. So usually when I order through Global, it gets here faster than the US one, which is weird because US should get here. But anyways, that's a whole another topic of just the complications of Weavers. You know, it's not perfect, but.
Oh, and also, because I know we were talking about, and I understand a lot of people were saying, well, what are we going to do for, like, the charting here in the U.S.? Like, how are we going to do it? You guys, I ran across this tweet, and I had to retweet it because I was like, oh, my God, thank you for reminding us. ARMYs were saying, like, you guys, remember, we actually charted August D's D2 mixtape at number 11 when it came out. That was something that we achieved, like, with no physical, like no nothing else. It was literally just stream, and then I think it was on iTunes too. So that's basically what's gonna happen with, if they go with the same as Jack in the Box, that's probably gonna be with all the solo albums and maybe even the BTS albums to come in the future, where it's no longer just the physical CD to like help with like, you know, cost of like product and paper and saving the planet, which I mean we're all here for too, you know. So if you gotta look at it that way, that like at the end of the day, like we still can chart pretty high if that's something that you're like worried about with just the digital platforms. Like it can be done because we've done it in the past, you know.
Exactly. And I mean, like, I think we're at that point now, like no matter what, we're gonna do our best for the boys to chart. It's basically what ARMYs do to give back to the boys. I guess you should say you shouldn't feel too much pressure to do this or feel like BTS is forcing you to do this. This is just all out of our love to give back to the boys.
Yeah.
So yes, I haven't read all the information about this though yet, Jose, except for the fact that I know BTS and HYBE have already signed something with Busan to try to get the favor to host the expo. And what expo is this, Jose?
So it's the World's Expo. I actually had to like look this up as well. It's also known as like a World's Fair. So it's like a universal exhibition or an expo, like it says. It's a large international exhibition designed to showcase the achievements of the nation. You know what I mean? So it's something that like it's bidded on. And then like somebody decides who or what countries like are the ones that they are going to be the hosts of the World Expo. So Korea happens to be in the bidding right now, and specifically in Busan. And in order to win that bid, they have asked BTS to be part of that and promote it by actually having a concert together. And and it's been confirmed, BTS and Big Hit have signed on. So this is a concert that they will be having, I think it's safe to say, in 2023, because that's when they will be deciding and visiting Busan, which is one of the host cities that are bidding to be the host for the World Expo. So if you guys are still kind of like doubtful as to like, are they still going to have more activities, or like you just don't feel like that's going to happen again, or for some reason you're like still worried, it's okay, guys. Like, the guys have said it multiple times, but I mean, this is something confirmed. Like, they are going to be holding a concert together to promote Korea and hopefully win the bidding to hold the World Expo. And you guys might be hearing the year 2030. That's when the World Expo would be happening. But
yes,
the bidding is next year. So don't get that confused. Don't think they're like, oh, we have a schedule in 2030. You know what I mean? Like, the concert will actually be happening this, if not the end of 2022, which I don't think that's going to happen because the guys are so busy already with like their solo works and stuff, it's probably going to happen in 2023 when they actually go visit Busan in Korea.
Yeah. So that's a really good explanation because I know some people are confused about the year 2023. I mean, 2030. I mean, it'd be nice to have a schedule in 2030, but you know what I mean? But at least we know, at least by either the end of this year or next year, it's looking like we're going to have a concert. And yes. I'm super excited about it because by then, I feel like things will be a little bit better with the whole situation of Rona and more people are going to be able to travel. And it's, you know, we don't know how this is going to be held, if it's going to be held more like similar to a BTS concert where they have multiple days or just one day. Like, it's going to be amazing though, because I know a lot of people internationally will be flying into Busan for this historic event. So yes.
And then another thing that we wanted to touch on, guys, was that Taehyung was in Paris for Men's Paris Fashion Week. He was invited exclusively by Celine, the brand Celine. He was flown there in a private jet and everything. We got pictures of him that he posted and videos of as well. And let's keep it all the way real. He was the main attraction. People, because I'm not even like being biased, y'all. Like the people that were there stated it. Like, this has never happened. And they're all here because of Taehyung. And like, because this was his first like event. Well, for sure, like fashion, like show event attending like by himself. But like his first also activity by himself that was like after the announcement that they were going on a quote-unquote break, even though we know that like BTS are still active, you know what I mean? So it's like we have Jungkook with Left and Right, we have J-Hope with Jack in the Box, but we also had Taehyung attending the Paris Fashion Week, you know what I mean? And it was like super cool to see him and like interacting with he made so many connects. He got all the numbers. I was telling Roseanne, I was like, I would not be surprised if we see him like in a fashion campaign for like some brand or something like that.
Yes.
Or modeling somewhere and stuff like that, because he was working it and he looked great. Okay. What did you think?
He looked amazing. Yeah. No, I was super happy for him because it looked like he was having the time of his life. You know, we've always known his love for fashion and just dressing up. So this was his first official, you know, fashion show as by himself. And I don't think the other boys, like BTS members, have ever attended as a group to any of these, you know, events. So this was historic, and literally, like you said, we're not being biased. This is what people have said that have attended these events for many years. They said this was just different, okay?
Yeah.
Very different. I was just so happy for him because you could tell he was, like I said, having the time of his life. He got to go with his best friend, Park Bo-gum, which is an actor. I think this is also another reason why he decided to join with Celine, because his best friend is part of that and he was going with them. So one thing I did want to point out, though, that there were a lot of videos and pictures that were taken during his private time, and I usually do not prefer to share those kind of things. You know, we got to respect their privacy, but I have seen it go everywhere. But just, you know, heads up, like, these are videos that might have not been approved by Tay, but of course were taken because, you know, there everyone is just having fun. So a lot of people that were there at the after party were recording, taking pictures, posting it and stuff like that. But I just prefer not to share those because it's his private time.
And it's not like Roseanne is saying that because there's something horrible going on in the videos or something like that. It's simply just privacy, guys. You know what I mean? Like, if you're having a good time or whatever, that doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. You're like, I don't want people to see me doing something like quote unquote wrong or anything. No, it's just you can clearly tell that like it's somebody else doing it, and you just don't know if like Taehyung is also even aware that this was happening, you know what I mean? So that's the only thing that we're saying. Just be mindful of that, guys. And then one last thing I did want to mention, because we are a podcast, Namjoon was on a, let me bring it up, guys, because I so strongly encourage you guys to go listen to it. So Namjoon was the guest in Art Basel's Intersections podcast. So this podcast like focuses on the world of art, you know, like artwork. We know he loves art and like the way he posts it on his Instagram and everything. And that's basically this conversation. They're talking about the host is Mark Spiegler. I am so sorry if I much butchered that. I probably did. But the host and him talk about like his love for art and what led him to be so, you know, like appreciative of artwork and stuff. And he named the first like pieces of art that he ever like fell in love with, what artists he likes, and shout out to like Korean artists as well. So it was like super super cool and such an interesting conversation, because guys, this was recorded before the whole Festa dinner and the announcement that like BTS were going on a quote unquote break. And the host says it at the beginning of the podcast, he says like, it's so interesting to hear his answers now, knowing that this was going to come up after, because he mentions how like he wants to be like his own person and find his own voice. And it's before the actual announcement. So it's pretty interesting to hear it, you know, all like how he answers every question. And like, it's so, so, so good, guys. So again, it's Art Basel Intersections. It's amazing. It's amazing. And like just his voice as well, like it's so comforting. I was telling Rose, I was like, just the moment he like greets the host and says hi, I was like smiling, like, oh my god, it's so good. So yeah. I'm gonna like recommend it as much as I can. It's really, really good.
I'm super excited to listen to it. It was released this morning and I didn't get the chance to listen to it, but everyone's already posting like amazing quotes from the podcast. So yes. I feel like there's so much to learn just from this episode. And it's only about 30 so minutes.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's like our podcast was saying, you know, great minds think alike. It's like, what was I going to tell you? Yeah, it's a quick listen, guys. And this is actually like the first, correct me if I'm wrong, Rosen, like this is like the first podcast ever by like a member of BTS, you know, like in this, like in English, or am I like tripping? Because says it in the beginning, radio, but like the host says it, like this is the first time a BTS member ever has done a podcast interview.
Yeah, I think so too, unless I'm a fake fan. But yeah, podcast-wise, this has got to be the first for many BTS members. They have been on radio stations, but that's different. You know what I mean? So I'm super excited to listen to it. And yeah, I'll get to that today, hopefully. That was it for this episode, you guys. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram at InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedbacks or letter, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week, everybody. Bye, yes, Roseanne. Yes, yes. Bye, Army. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoon Lee.